Huawei-backed Ido sees new M7 SUV get 50,000 firm orders in less than 1 month. By CNEV Post. Chinese tech giant Huawei-backed automotive brand Ido saw huge initial success with the launch of the new Ido M7 early last month, with a significantly lower starting price giving the SUV a rebirth. Since its launch on September 12 until October 6, the new Ido M7 has received more than 50,000 firm orders, the brand announced on October 7 on Weibo. The new Ido M7 received 3,500 firm orders on October 5, and the number surpassed 7,000 units on October 6. Richard Yu, Huawei's managing director and chairman of the smart car business, said on October 6 in his personal WeChat status. "It's a comeback from the dead, it's really not easy," Yu said while praising the initial sales performance of the new Ido M7. Ido is a premium car brand launched by local carmaker Sears Group with Huawei on December 2, 2021, with its first model, the Ido M5, officially launched in February 2022 and the second model, the M7, in July 2022. Yu launched the new Ido M7 at an event in Shanghai on September 12, lowering the starting price by 40,000 Chinese yuan compared to the model previously on sale and adding a 5-seat version besides the previously available 6-seat version. The Ido M5 is available in both extended-range electric vehicle and battery electric vehicle versions, while the M7 is available only in EREV options. The 5-seat version of the new Ido M7 offers three options with starting prices of 249,800 Chinese yuan, 284,800 Chinese yuan and 309,800 Chinese yuan respectively. Its 6-seat version offers two options with starting prices of 269,800 Chinese yuan and 329,800 Chinese yuan respectively. As a comparison, the old Ido M7 was offered in three variants with starting prices of 289,800 Chinese yuan, 309,800 Chinese yuan, and 379,800 Chinese yuan respectively. In addition to the lower starting price, Ido is offering the earliest customers who order the new M7 an entitlement worth 33,000 Chinese yuan, which can be used to get free access to more advanced features including the HUD and electric doors. The expiration date for the entitlement was October 7, which could be one of the key reasons why the new M7 has seen a significant increase in orders over the past 2 days. Earlier today, the page for the new M7 on Huawei's online mall showed that customers who buy the model now are still eligible for a specific entitlement, though the value has been scaled back to 30,000 Chinese yuan, with an expiration date of October 31. Ido has been delivering more than 10,000 units per month for most of the second half of 2022. The company has had a weak 2023, however, with deliveries of 5,015 units in August, about half of the same period last year. The launch of the new M7 has been a big success for Ido, and on September 30 it announced that firm orders for the model exceeded 30,000 units. With the new M7 accumulating a large number of orders, Ido is also going to face capacity challenges. On September 28, local media outlet 36 Kronas quoted an Ido salesperson as saying that Sears had urgently recruited about 1,000 workers and asked the factory to produce 24 hours a day in order to deliver the vehicles as soon as possible. The delivery lead time for the first batch of orders for the new Ido M7 is 8 weeks, and orders after October 7 are another batch with a possible delivery lead time of 3 months, the report said.